Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Yes, the man did not air. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the longest-running fight show in history. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Soon to celebrate, get this, in 2 weeks we'll celebrate 35 years of radio. 35 years in the radio. Good Lord, that's a long time. But we're rocking and rolling. And guess what? When you start doing radio at the age of 5, you're only 40, 35 years later. What can I say? Age doesn't matter. Bottom line is we've got open phone lines. You can join us if you want. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Today's fair will obviously be boxing to an extent. We'll talk boxing with Johnny Sigga 40 after. Of course, a big boxing weekend coming up next weekend. Today's sort of boxing light for this weekend, UFC light for this weekend. So lots of things to talk about. And guess what? I'll bring in, about 20 minutes past the hour, we'll bring in Van Williams. Who's Van Williams? Van Williams was the Green Hornet, the man that played the Green Hornet on ABC television, of course, with Bruce Lee. Of course, we're talking about Bruce Lee. Van Williams on Bruce Lee, it's got to be a slam dunk, fantastic interview, and it is. Straight up, 22 minutes past the hour, we'll hear from Bruce Van Williams. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Once again, open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we are 2 weeks away from not only my anniversary, but 2 weeks away from Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez. Of course, the World Middleweight Championship, all except a couple of belts going down. Of course, the man that's got that championship right now, Gennady Golovkin. The man that wants it, Canelo Alvarez. Actually, Canelo is considered the linear champion. It's a little hysterical here, but the bottom line is, without a side of a draw, we'll have a winner this time. We'll know who the world middleweight champion is. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger,
call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. 1570.
Since I have predicted that I'll be the champion the time I'm 21, well, naturally, everybody's coming to see you win.
And they represent your thinking.
These represent dynamite. There you
go. He will be mine in round 9. And if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Thank you very much.
And
thank
if that don't do, we'll get him in 2. If he run, we'll get him in 1. And in your heart, you know I'm right.
If this bum go over 5 rounds, I won't return to the United States for 30 days. That's final.
I walked into London, England. I jumped off the airplane. And Cleopatra was at ringside to witness. Can this Louisville lip come over here and call the exact round again? We don't believe it. The 5th round came.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo! It's going to be good.
The darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong. A lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Truth be what it is, bottom line is, I could have listened to Ali just keep going and going and going and going and going, because he's just like the Louisville Lip, baby. The mouth that roared, the most prolific black orator of the 20th century. I think he was a better speaker than Martin Luther King. Just my opinion. I thought he was a better speaker than Martin Luther King, but he's up there. No doubt about that. Of course, Parkinson's would take over in the, and Parkinson's and the residual effects of boxing would take over in the late 1970s, early 1980s, from that point forward. He wasn't the most outspoken guy in the world verbally. In his other, in his actions, in his spirits, in his words, and in his words on paper, and his, you know, showing up at different events, and he was there. He just couldn't speak like he could back in the day. Bottom line is, Parkinson's silence, a brilliant, brilliant man, no doubt about it. He was brilliant. I mean, the times I spent around him, and I can go on and on about Ali, but I'm not going to. Bottom line is, let's talk a little UFC before we get to boxing. Of course, Tyrone Woodley is going to defend the championship next week. Tyrone Woodley being the, they call him the reluctant world welterweight champion. I don't know why they call him that. Bottom line is, UFC 228 coming to you from the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas, September 8th. Of course, Woodley and Darren Till. Darren Till is considered a life underdog in some people's minds. I don't know. Nikki, a women's bout, is going to co-feature this. A women's flyweight bout, meaning 125 pounds. Nico Montano, the champion, is going to defend against Valentina Shevchenko. Shevchenko's a monster. She's lost a couple of fights, but it's been fights that were like freaks and people didn't think she was going to lose. She wasn't prepared, all this kind of good stuff. No, she's the real deal. And if she gets her game going, Nico Montano's going to lose that women's flyweight title. A couple other fights on the card worth mentioning. All chicks, man. Listen, I mean, all women. I get in trouble for saying chicks. Somebody took me to task for saying that. On Facebook, because I said, oh, the chicks are looking real good or something like that. And this lady who I went to church with, I took my daughter to church back in the early 90s, and she mentioned, oh, you know, chicks are sort of sexist. Oh, come on, man. Anyway, I told her the reason why she said chicks were sexist is that she's old. Nobody wants to call her a chick anymore. On Facebook. Didn't go over too well. Anyway, Carlos Barza, Tatiana Suarez, who knows woman straw way about, Jessica Andrade, and Carolina Kay. Carolina Kay is another monster. Too bad these women are fighting three-round fights. These girls will be excellent five-round fights. Jessica Andrade and Carolina Kay, that's a five-rounder, man. Carlos Barza and Tatiana Suarez both got good experience. They can go five rounds. And, of course, wow, Nico Montano, woman I haven't seen a whole lot of, defending that 125-pound championship against Valentina Shevchenko. Straight up, that's the UFC next week. Not all that excited about it. Of course, last week, UFC rocked and rolled from, of all places, the MMA capital of the world. Lincoln, Nebraska, baby. That's right. Lincoln, Nebraska. Now, people got mad because I jumped on the Pinnacle Bank Arena, but it holds 15,000 people, and the UFC managed to get 6,409 people to pay. The gross gate was $478,937, which isn't a bad day at the bank, but the bottom line is, I didn't get off on this too much. I mean, Justin Gaethje knocking out James Vick was pretty good, but outside of the rest of the card, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't want to. I'm Jake Ellenberger, and you and Brian Barberina was going to beat him. It sort of was like a 5-1 favorite. I mean, some of the odds on these fights were like so one-sided that it really wasn't worth getting into as far as your mind was concerned. But it was on Fox 1 and Fox 2 and Fight Pass. That's right. 1, 2, 3 fights on Fight Pass. That's UFC subscription service. Then they went 4 fights on Fox Sports 2. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 fights on Fox Sports 1. Why they changed it around, I just don't know. Of course, UFC is besides this upcoming fight with Woodley and Till, the real big fight, man. We'll be talking about this in, like, I know, we'll overdose on this. No doubt about that. Khabib and Conor. Khabib is a monster. He's only 20. He's 32 years old, but he's 26-0, 25-0, 24-0, depending on what record person you go to. I mean, there's all three different records out there, but he's never been beaten, never been close to be beaten. And I told you, he breaks people in the ring or in the octagon, and he tells them, I have broken you. Please, please quit right now so I don't have to hurt you. Oh, God. I mean, sort of reminds me of the time of JT Walker. He was a featherweight, and he was boxing. He boxed Jose Luis Ramirez, the world champion. He took a dive at who I schooled in the gym. Anyway, he was in the gym, and some guy was giving him some smack one Saturday, and he took a pair of bag gloves out. You know, bag gloves had this little, like, metal weight in it in the middle to wrap your hands around. Then you hit the hard bag with it, okay? Anyway, the bottom line is they're called bag gloves, and there's no protection for the knuckles. I mean, it's just a piece of leather covering the knuckles. So he bluffed some guy. Okay, man, okay. You take the bag gloves. He threw the bag gloves down and got up in the ring. He goes, come on, man, come on, let's go. Totally bluffing, but he bluffed his way. He bluffed his way by that guy. Anyway, Khabib, a monster. That's all I can say. Just a monster. Conor McGregor on the other side, I think he's a B-side in this record as far as MMA, as far as his fighters are concerned. Of course, he's lost before in his fights. His back has been against the wall. Of course, the Diaz fight, lost the first one, won the second one when Diaz didn't come in all that great shape. Of course, we're talking about the fact that, you know, the guy admitted that he didn't have a great camp and he got hurt about 3 or 4 weeks before the fight. But, you know, you don't pull out of a big money fight like that. This is professional mixed martial arts or professional boxing where it's all about making the money, baby. The money, the money, the money. No doubt about that. Anyway, Khabib and Conor, that's the main event. The co-feature will feature the, I don't know if I should call him a lightweight champion. You know, he was a lightweight champion, I think, for a split second there. Tony Ferguson going to take on Anthony Pettis. Of course, Pettis, a former lightweight champion, tried to make it at 145, which is 10 pounds lower. Featherweight, lightweight being 155, but he couldn't do that. He's back at 155. Tony Ferguson, very injury prone. We'll see if that fight comes off. But Tony Ferguson and Anthony Pettis, September the 8th, the co-feature. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is you should buy this card. Not for any of these other fights. Michelle Waterson, Felice Herrig, Fox Sports 1's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fights on it. Fight Pass got a couple of fights as well, but no. This Conor and Khabib fight, because you really don't In some people's mind, you know, Conor, they bet on Conor to beat Floyd Mayweather. I couldn't. I don't want to tell you that I took people's money on it. I just did. I couldn't believe it. You're going to bet what? You're going to bet a guy that's never had a professional boxing match in your life, and you're going to bet him against Floyd Mayweather, who was like 39-0 or 40-0, something like that at the time? You got to be kidding me. That was like stealing money. But people were out there throwing it around. In fact, there were some people, some friends of mine, I didn't take their money. I said, oh, no, you know, you're just chicken. No. I don't want, I mean, I felt I was taking advantage of them because they were jumping on, like, you know, Conor's braggadocio, the fact that he was talking a good game. But the bottom line is, this is boxing. And I said it before, if you're going to paint a house, right, you're going to paint the house, and you don't, like, bring a painter and a plumber and tell the plumber to paint one half and have the painter paint the other half, and guess what? Whose half is going to turn out better? Obviously, the painter's side. So, therefore, you're not going to have an MMA fighter winning a boxing match. Not against a fighter like Mayweather. No way, no how. Nor could Mayweather beat Conor McGregor in MMA. That's just the way it is. Two different sports, two different animals. That's all the way it is. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. On the other side of the break, I'll introduce the great Van Williams. He of TV fame, of course. Talk about the Green Hornet, baby, live on Sports Byline.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You want to take a chance on that?
When Van Williams and Bruce Lee got together to do the Green Hornet in 1965-66, Van Williams was a big star. He was going to be like the stud of the show, right? This little guy, Bruce Lee, was going to be like his sidekick. Well, guess what? After a while, it was the Kato Show. And all around the world, except for the United States, it was called the Kato Show, not the Green Hornet. Speaking of the Green Hornet, let's go deep with the great Van Williams.
I met Bruce for the first time on the introduction of us in New York with Adam West to the ABC affiliates. And I think that's the first time I met him. We had boutonnieres and all dressed up, and I don't think they were tuxedos, but suits with boutonnieres on. And I've seen those pictures so many times, I want to throw up. But I think that was it. And there was so much going on. I didn't pay that much attention to it, but here was a good-looking Oriental boy that was supposed to be my sidekick. And I thought, they did a good job. He's a nice-looking, clean-cut guy. He first started talking, and I couldn't understand him. And I kind of said, you know, say that a little slower or something. I'm not getting it. And he tried to say it a little slower. I still couldn't understand it. But Bruce had a very thick accent when I first met him. I mean, really thick. And he was hard to understand. But my impression was that here was a nice-looking guy that would make an ideal Kato. I felt like he was pushing himself a little bit for the affiliates, and I didn't think that was really him. A little bit of arrogance came through, which I didn't think was exactly the thing to do at that particular time, but evidently it didn't bother the affiliates that much and everything else. But after all of that was done and backstage and everything else, we kind of got to talk, and he kind of relaxed and a little bit. Now I can understand him a little bit better and whatever. And he just seemed like a nice guy. And basically, that was my impression of Bruce almost the entire time I worked with him, was he was a nice guy. He was always very respectful of me and my whatever I gave him. And he came for me for a lot of advice. And we would sit down for sometimes hours at a time and talk things out and whatever. And I think he listened. And I don't have anything bad to say about Bruce Lee. I really don't. If I remember right, Kato, C-A-T-O, is a Japanese spelling of the word Kato. During World War II, they changed it, dropped the C and made it a K, which made it Chinese. And I don't remember if the original Kato was Japanese or not, but he must have been. But from that time on, from World War II, he was a Chinese manservant. But, you know, people keep talking about the manservant thing, and that was kind of a sore point with Bruce and everything else. I explained to Bruce that he had to be in that role as a way of showing himself without his mask and presenting himself to the public, and he was simply just playing a part. when we got in that Black Beauty and we got on our gear, whatever you wanted to call that stuff, thank God it wasn't a costume and a cape and all that junk that like Batman had to wear. But when we got into that, we were partners. We were 50-50 partners. He was my protector. He was my sidearm. He was whatever you wanted to call it. We were partners. And he understood that. He would come on with those nunchucks and go through his routine of doing this and that and another thing and snapping them around. And he'd put something up on top of a gimbal and he can go around and flap them and snap the top right off of it. And he was, his agility with not only himself but with weapons was just absolutely unbelievable. He'd come out with those stars, and he'd have them hidden, and he has his right hand down the side of his face, I mean, leg or something like that, and he'd say, you see that thing over there? Yeah, what about? And there would be a star sticking in that thing. He'd never even see it. I mean, he was so quick with his hands, so quick with his feet. You know, he was just, he amazed everybody, really. Tried the nunchucks and ended up banging myself on the face or somebody else with them. But he gave me an absolutely beautiful pair that he had made himself. And I was really proud of that. And somebody stole it out of my desk, office desk, and I was really upset. I've got another pair that he made me that wasn't, you know, it was hand-built too, but not nearly as much went into it as he built it. But that pair was just absolutely unbelievable. I got pretty good with them. I got to playing around with them a lot at the office and this, that, and the other. Good exercise, you know. And with both hands, you know, I could do it, but nothing like him. I mean, I don't think anybody's been as good with weakness in anything. He would work to improve that weakness. If it took a certain box that he built, a certain thing with rubbers in it that he pulled on, I was amazed. He would bring these gadgets around, these contraptions, and everybody else. What is that, Bruce? Oh, it's my box for doing, can you, you know, this, that, and the other, and he would explain how to use it. And then he'd pull it out and set it up and doing it, and the guys were just fascinated by what he did because he was very inventive on stuff like that. And I never will forget when they came over to the house one time. I think Brandon was 2. And Bruce goes out and gets this bag of stuff in the car and comes out, and he's got all these things that he's got Brandon doing and everything else. And he said, no. So he gets out this square block of wood that this big and everything else. He said, no, man, go stand over there. And he said, okay, Brandon, kick. And Brandon, little 2-year-old kid, comes sailing across the porch, flies up in the air, does a kick, breaks that dang thing, and I'm standing there aghast. He had Brandon doing all the same stuff he was doing. And I don't know, probably everybody in his family, I'm sure that Linda did a lot of that stuff. In fact, I know she did. She took from him for years. But his ingenuity at coming up with something to work on or work with to improve, and I think everything he did was to work to improve his martial arts deal. Bruce was a maniac. I mean, he was all over the set flitting around with his blah, 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 and kicking people and everything else. He was very enthusiastic about his, and I'm not absolutely certain it was called Jeet Kune Do at that particular point. I don't know where that came in. And somebody's going to have to enlighten me on that. He tried to explain to me what he was trying to do. And we had a lot of good times. We had a lot of tense times, but they weren't between Bruce and I. Bruce and I never had a fight. We never had an argument. I respected what he did. He respected what I did. He realized that I had been in the business a long time. He was trying to learn the business. He tried to learn those things from me. I would have liked to have learned more of his, what his profession was and everything else. There was no time to do it. I mean, we worked long hours. I mean, sometimes starting at 4 o'clock in the morning, getting off at 11 o'clock at night, getting a little bit of sleep, starting back in at 4 or 5 o'clock and whatever. But we worked long, long hours. But the decision was made early on that he was going to have the martial arts part. I was going to fight just like I'd fought in all the pictures, you know, the boom and, you know, the old fist fight type deal. And we were going to let him have that, and that be his own. And it was his own, and I respected that. But you know, we had a lot of jokes around. He had a good sense of humor. I don't know whether a lot of people knew that. And he was always, you know, joking around, doing his tricks with his dimes and his flips and his this and that and the other. What he did do was make everybody very nervous on the set by doing his kicks and back fists. And, I mean, you'd turn around and whoop, there'd be a fist right there. And it'd be so fast you had no idea where it came from, nothing, you know. But that ended one day with a serious little thing when I was standing next to a gaffer and we were talking and this, that, and the other, and the gaffer looked over at me and Bruce had kicked out. He used to run around, jump up behind you and kick out and tick your ear. I mean, he was just so fast and so accurate with the tip of his toe. Well, this guy turned over to look at me just as Bruce had reached up to do that, hit the guy in the side of the face, knocked his jaw out of whack and everything else, and then the executive producer comes roaring down and says, "That's it. No more of that stuff, Bruce." So that was the end of the fun time there.
The great Van Williams, of course, the Green Hornet himself, ABC television fan, of course, sort of like Batman. They were sort of like the alter ego to Batman. There was Batman, there was the Green Hornet, bottom line is Batman. More successful than the Green Hornet, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, nobody was more successful. I'm talking about those guys than Bruce Lee. At the end of the day, Bruce was a god in the world of mixed martial arts and movies. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Make a drink come
true. Just takes two. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Mighty Tower of Power doing Me and Mrs. Jones a cover. Of course, they did an album of cover songs back about 2006, debuted number 8 on the Billboard Jazz Charts, The Great American Soul Book. Of course, now the Tower of Power celebrating 50 years, their golden anniversary a few weeks ago at the Fox Theater in Oakland, California. They've got a new album out called On the Soul Side of Town. It's got it going on. I think the best thing about that album is it's Tower of Power, and it's funky, and it's raw, and can I say, hey, Johnny, tell me about that. What's your favorite cut on John Signorello's coming in from Las Vegas, but he likes that new Tower of Power album as well. What's the one you like, Be It Baby or something like that? Do It Baby?
Yeah, that's a nasty tune, bro. Bass and drums on that are tight, man.
Yee.
And that's what that band is all about. I mean, the horns are tremendous. Well, everything is great. I mean, come on.
But let's be honest. I mean, but you and I realize that without the rhythm section, that band would just be the horn section. Come on, man. That rhythm section is what puts it all together. That is that makes the pie whole.
100% the most unique rhythm section I've ever heard in music. Bold statement, but it's true, brother.
Okay. September 8th, got it going on next week, boys. Let's talk about the ESPN Plus card. They're going to open things up at 6:45 a.m. Eastern Time. A.M. Eastern Time, 3:45 a.m. Pacific Time. Where the hell is this fight coming from?
You know what? I don't know where the fight's coming from. I know we got Andrew Maloney versus Luis Concepcion in the fight. Andrew 17-0, 10 KOs. We got Luis Concepcion at
time out. No. I don't want to hear this stuff. You didn't answer the most pertinent question. 3:45 in the morning, even if I'm a diehard fight fan, I'm 3:45 in the morning, plus ESPN Plus. You got to pay for a fight at 3:45 in the morning?
Well, I guess that's why you have the app for the on-demand features. They do this quite often. Again, like I always say about this stuff, there's pros and cons to it. This fight's location, I don't know, Pete. If I take a guess,
okay, let's move on. So who's the better of the two there?
I got Maloney. He's a promising up-and-comer, whereas Concepcion has pretty much been there, done that type of guy. Good gatekeeper, good crossroads type of fight for Andrew. I predict a stoppage late in that one.
They're doing this fight in a place called Bendigo, B-E-N-D-I-G-O. Do you have any idea where that is?
No clue.
Okay, see, like, we really come prepared for the most part, folks. We really do, honestly. And, like, the Bendigo Stadium in Bendigo. Now, I don't know if Bendigo is like some small town in Oklahoma or something like that, but the World Boxing Association Oceana Super Featherweight title. That's a new one, the Oceana title.
Jeez, yeah, I never heard of that one.
Okay, Luis Concepcion and Andrew Maloney. Let's move off that one since we're both like absolutely stumped there. Now, the big come on, neither of us can answer that question. What the hell is this taking place? And so we still don't know. Maybe I'll have Cuddy. Cuddy, can you Google Bendigo for us? B-E-N-D-I-G-O and see where the hell it is. Let's talk about Danny Garcia and Sean Porter. Of course, that's really the big fight next week. It's going to be on Showtime. Let's talk about that in depth. Go.
I'm really looking forward to this fight. We got Garcia at 34-1 with 20 KOs. Porter 28-2. One draw, 17 KOs for the vacant WBC title on Showtime, 147 at the Barclays Center. You know, I like Porter in this fight. I'm going to tell you why, Pete. Garcia is very fat when he throws his hook. Porter comes in like a tornado, like a football player, throws a nasty overhand right. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a KO in this fight, And what I like about this, if we get a KO on either side, we get to see who the next best guy is underneath Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence.
Okay, is Danny Garcia the ascending former world junior welterweight champion? Now, we've talked about this in the past, man, but I couldn't fight at 147, the upper echelon of the amateur ranks at 147. I could do so at 139, but not at 147. The guys are just too big. I think Danny Garcia is going to be dwarfed at 147. I think that he's a smaller guy at 147 plus. He doesn't like to, you know, when you move up in weight, you sort of got to take gambles here and there because, you know, you don't have the physical advantages anymore. So you got to take gambles, and Danny's not a gambling guy.
No, he's really not. And you can see that when he gets pressed, he gets reluctant to do, you know, more and try to gamble. You know, if you look back to a couple fights, in particular the loss to Thurman, there was times where he got put in handcuffs. You know, the only time I really see him go for it in those type of situations was against Khan. But we know Khan's chinny, so therefore, you know, you're a little bit
more going for it. That is the understatement, the biggest understatement in the history of radio. And the history of radio has just been laid on you by John Signorella of Las Vegas, folks. I kid you not. He called Amir Khan chinny. Amir Khan is Amir Khan. A new word. M-E-R-E. New word. C-O-N. Those are the three words that define Amir Khan. That chin is not chinny. I mean, it's just non-existent.
Let me explain a little bit. I'm going to give him some street cred. Okay. He fought Maidana. He took some nasty, nasty shots. But, however, he does have issues getting hit. And when he got hit with Canelo, he got hit with clenbuterol and about 20 extra pounds of weight.
Okay.
So I got to give him a little props for that.
Now, that's true. But Bradis Prescott was that Colombian journeyman that knocked him out earlier in his career. I mean, he was considered a cinch to be a world champion. He had all the skills. I mean, wow, man. I mean, we thought Amir Khan was going to be like their version of Julio Cesar Chavez or something like that. But it didn't materialize because of the chin. Now, is the chin one of those things where he doesn't see the shots coming and gets hit with punches he doesn't see? Because I've been felled by those. But is that what it is, or is it the chin just doesn't take it even if he sees it?
Combination of both, and the more he's taken over the years, the less that chin's going to hold up. Joe Goosen claims that, you know, who's training Khan now, claims that, you know, Khan's one of the fastest fighters, if not the fastest fighter he's ever worked with or seen. And I think sometimes that he gets too confident in his hand speed and gets reckless with his defense and therefore leaves himself open to get hit with shots. And like I said, the more he's going to get hit over time, the worse and worse and worse it's going to be for his trauma.
The fastest fighter I ever seen, or one of them, was actually Oscar De La Hoya working over John Montes. John Montes had lost to Hector Camacho in a first-round knockout, I think, up in Anchorage, Alaska. But John Montes was in a gym in L.A. I don't think he had even fought. Maybe I'm not sure if he had fought in Camacho yet, but the bottom line is De La Hoya, when he was an amateur, wow, man, I'm telling you, he was like Roberto Duran with Alexis Arguello's boxing ability. Pop, 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 pop. Oh, man, he was thrilling. And so, I don't know what happened. Maybe he got hurt, sort of like Camacho. When Camacho got clocked by that left hook by Edwin Rosario, of course, he became, you know, more like the Harlem Heckler than the Macho Man. Once you get that chin checked, some guys are reluctant to have it happen a second time.
That's how I feel about Khan in some ways. But also, going back to De La Hoya, you know, watch that 12th round with Ike Corte. Everything you need to know about De La Hoya's combination punching, hand speed, and round 12 of a grueling fight. Man, he was something else, wasn't he?
Yeah, and, you know, I did a couple of Ike Corte's fights early on, and I was so impressed with him, and I said, this is a future world champion, and, you know, everybody agreed, this and that. So when he went into that 12th round with De La Hoya, and the fight was basically on the line, man. I thought Oscar pulled it off in that 12th round.
Absolutely, what a great fight that was! One of my favorites. Corte was also in a great fight with Fernando Vargas. He was in a lot of good fights. When come to think about it, man, Corte was definitely a great fighter.
I think he was a bit older than he claimed.
Oh yeah.
Okay, Sean Porter's on the. Who's Yordi Ugas? Can he fight? Yordi Ugas and
Ugas is good. Yeah, he's got a couple losses. You know, three losses, I believe. Mm-hmm. 22 wins, 11 KOs, facing Cesar Benavido, who's 34-3 and two draws with 24 KOs at 147. Important fight for both guys. These guys got to win to remain relevant in the who's who of the division.
Okay. HBO invested all that money in Chocolito, and Chocolito got drilled, okay? So now they're coming back with Superfly 3. What is Superfly 3?
Well, it's a card at 115 where they showcase and feature some of the best fighters in the division. Ironically, you got two guys on the card in the main event and the co-feature who both lost to Chocolatito. You got Juan Estrada in the main event at 36-3 and 0-25 KOs against Felipe Orchuta at 36-4 and 30 KOs. He lost to Sarung Basai and Chocolatito, beat a guy named Juan Cuadras, who's a very good fighter also in that division. Right now, HBO is really investing in this. They put out for good cards. These kids are entertaining. They're at 115. They throw a lot of punches. A lot of these kids are strong, too. The guy in the undercard I like a lot, McWilliams Arroyo, 17-3, 14 KOs, only lost to Chocolatito. Also beat Cuadras, is facing Kazuto Ioka, who's 22-1 and 13 KOs. Don't know much about this guy. However, I heard he's a very, very tough opponent and a tough out.
The monster at 115, 118. I don't care where he fights, 115, 118. I think he can fight either way. Double W. Wysoko Wangek, 46-4. He's been stopped twice, 41 KOs. Of course, stopped Chocolito on a dime recently, or a couple of fights back.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a guy named Iran Diaz, 14-2-3. And that's going to be in Thailand. Oh, by the way, that place we were talking about earlier, that's in Australia.
Okay.
Yes, Bendigo is in Australia. They didn't say it on any of the fight records, but it's in Australia. But so what about this guy? What about the Thailander? I think he's the best fighter at 115 and 118. So why isn't HBO like all over him like a colonoscopy?
You think they would be, and right now I don't know if he's leaning towards DAZN and Hearns outlets or what, but he is a tremendous fighter. Super, super exciting for that weight class. You know, I got him just breaking into the top 10, you know. He destroyed Chocolatito in the second fight. First one was very close. Second one was scary. And at that weight class, when you see that kind of, like, beatdown, that's some scary stuff. He's very TV-friendly. I don't know why HBO or any network isn't chasing this kid down to get him on their programming.
Max Kellerman, he was sleeping with Chocolito Gonzalez. He was essentially sleeping with him. Max was his biggest cheerleader. Max was like copulating this guy, but not orally, verbally, okay? He was verbally copulating this guy on the air over and over again. And then when he lost the first time, blah, 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 tried all these different excuses. The second time, he's been silenced. Of course, HBO pumped a couple million bucks into that guy, 115 pounds. Bottom line is, I think you don't invest in guys that light because of the fact that anything can happen.
Of course.
115, 118, I mean, that's those 3 pounds, big difference.
Well, HBO always has a narrative. They're always trying to sell you guys, especially now that their stable has shrunk. Like, they want to sell you. They want to, because they know that that's going to be the guy they're going to probably have on their telecast next.
Time out, real quick. Like, I only got a couple minutes left. You said their stable is strong?
Shrunk.
Okay, shrunk. Thank you.
It shrunk down, dude.
Strong? I knew I heard that wrong.
No.
Okay, bottom line is, what's going to be the best fight next week, Johnny Sig?
I'm looking for Garcia and Porter to really entertain. Amir Khan's back. We were talking about him against Sam Vargas. I think Khan could look spectacular in that, look fast, stop this kid. Vargas lost to Spence and Garcia. And I think that's going to be the show stealer. Also on Superfly 3, Donnie Nietes is facing Aston Palacete. That could be a good fight, too. Like we said, the little guys like to throw, and they throw kind of hard. But at the end of the day, Garcia and Porter, I think, is going to be a highly entertaining fight.
The great John Signorello is part of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Johnny, have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Pete. Everyone be safe out there. Enjoy Labor Day weekend.
Happy holidays. Go to YouTube.com, enter Ring Talk, and you'll see what we're doing there. Of course, you are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Tower of Power to the break.
Heaven must be missing. I'm
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Check it out, the new Tower of Power album, baby, on the soul side of town. Check it out, towerofpower.com. They'll mail it to you. I kid you not. You are tuned to the mighty. Or you get the digital copy. Like, listen to it online. Or you go to YouTube.com and check it out for free. Yeah. Bottom line is, that's what I'm doing. Ah! Hey, when I'm telling you this is a great album, it's a great album. Of course, they went back to the days of basically their fourth lead singer, Hubert Tubbs. This is what this guy, Marcus, that's what he reminds me of. It reminds me of the number four guy, Hubert Tubbs. So they're doing some of Tubbs' stuff, unsurprisingly to me, in the concerts. There's a show right now at YouTube.com, an hour and 13-minute concert of Tower of Power from a couple of weeks ago. Check it out. Pretty good quality from a cell phone, but pretty good quality, no doubt about it. The mighty Tower of Power on the soul side of town. Well, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of combat sports, of course, boxing, MMA. Talk a little pro wrestling as well. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is hosted by yours truly, Pedro Fernandez, host who's going to enjoy 35 years of radio, celebrate 35 years of radio in a couple of weeks, the same weekend as Canelo and Triple G. So that's going to be a blast. We'll have that big boxing event in Las Vegas here in the City by the Bay. We'll be celebrating 35 years. Maybe have a little short, little small in-studio party. Maybe. Who knows? Bottom line is, we expect to celebrate 35 and then hopefully 35 more. Did you hear that? Yeah. Anyway, bottom line is Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific, and the Taco Man radio show called Taco Man Johnny Taco Audio Magazine airs Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time. If you want to have a gas and some laughs, that's a show to check out. And, of course, No Holds Barred, 5 p.m. Pacific time each and every Sunday, 2 hours of No Holds Barred, an hour of MMA and an hour of Pro Wrestling with Dr. Mike Lano. That is all brought to you by the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, your number one leader when it comes to sports entertainment. And I'm not talking pro wrestling. I'm talking about sports entertainment. Bottom line is, this is the end of the show. I thank you so much for tuning in. This is Tower of Power saying, so very hard to go. Until next week, it will be that. Just so very hard to go. The executive producer is Mr. Scott Cuddy. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.